I was wondering, and there were different suggestions, different offers from different devotees. Like some suggested Spain, some were suggesting England, some then finally I settled for Switzerland. And in Switzerland, Govinda made arrange. I actually told Govinda to look for some place. And he arranged a hotel in the Swiss Alps. It was a beautiful location, somewhat like this place. And some of you went there. Some of you had been there, like Rupanuga was there with his family. It was at the end of the last town in the Swiss Alps. And the road ended there. And from there, you had to go up by cable car. And that's also a skiing resort. So, and we had a very nice time. There are about 100 devotees. And we had a 7 days retreat. Actually, before the retreat, I didn't really know how it would be, how everybody would like it. But then it turned out to be very, very successful. So much so that, like this year, we had the retreat in European retreat we had in Spain, and 200 devotees came. And not only they came after the retreat, when we were considering for next year's retreat, and I mentioned that we would not exceed the limit of 250, because more than 250 becomes a little too difficult to manage. And so I suggested 250, and the devotees became quite alarmed, quite worried. So they all, practically everyone, booked up for the next year. And in European retreat, our limit was 200, because the hotel that we booked had 88 rooms, and maximum we could take was 200. We couldn't take any more. So long before the retreat, many of you must have noticed it in the Ishta Goshti, that Vinod Bihari, who organized, he started to send out message that please don't send any more request for participation. We are full and we can't take any more. So because of that, this year they just completely, they didn't want to take any chance, and booked well in advance. Oh, so Prasadam is here. Hare Krishna. So after the retreat in Switzerland last year, I thought, why not have a retreat in America? And we arranged it in quite a short notice. I was in Orlando. We had a big house, a lot of facilities, and we had two halls in that property. Each one was 750 square foot area. So the upper one, upper hall we used for the temple and conference or classroom, and the lower one was for the prasadam hall. And that seminar also was quite successful. And then we had, and the next one in South Africa. In South Africa, between Durban and Johannesburg, there's a mountain called Drakensberg Mountain. So in Drakensberg Mountain, they booked up one resort with they had a facility for 250, and the place was fully booked. So South African participation was the highest, 250. And in South Africa also, they booked up well in advance for the next one, whenever it is, it would be. I'll try to make it sometime this year or early next year. And this year, as I mentioned, the retreat in Spain was very successful. What I noticed that the devotees liked was that intense spiritual environment, spiritual atmosphere. For 7 days, you will all be away from home, away from everything, and our program will be very sweet and simple. I won't force you to get up for Mangalarati at 4:30. Mangalarati will be at 6:30. And then it'll go on till about 7 o'clock. Then at from 7 to 7:30 there'll be japa. Actually, Rupanuga was supposed to make all these announcements, but I'm trying to make his life a little easier. So, at from 7 to 7:30, we'll all have sitting down japa session. So I'll request everyone to please stay in the temple room. Other times you can walk, morning walk japa, or japa, go for japa work, you can go japa meditation, you can also go for japa sleep. But from 7 to 7:30 is mantra meditation in the temple room. Then 7:30 we'll have Guru Puja, Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja. And then 7:45 will be Bhagavatam class. But the topic of Bhagavatam class, may most really all of you know, will be a little topical and focused. Like I'm going to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam through Brahma Samhita. So the class will actually be on Brahma Samhita. The reason is, Brahma Samhita is actually the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's what I would like to present to you. So the topic is Srimad Bhagavatam through Brahma Samhita. And then at 8:45 there will be break for breakfast. Then at 11 again we will get together here for the seminar. The seminar will be the scientific understanding of spiritual reality in the light of Bhagavad Gita. You all have got the first six chapters, the summary of first six chapters. And the first day I will just discuss this first six chapters, because the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita is the prelude to actual teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Because what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? What is the main subject of Bhagavad Gita? Bhakti. Now, where bhakti has been described? In the middle six chapters, 7th to 12th chapter. And so that's why we'll deal this first six chapters as a prelude to bhakti. And then we will quite extensively discuss about the middle six chapters, mainly One day we'll discuss the 7th chapter, then the next day the 9th chapter, then the 10th chapter, and then we'll go to 12th chapter. We are skipping the 8th and 11th chapter, mainly because we don't have that much time. We have only 7 days. And then the last day we'll discuss the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which concludes the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. In this way, in the 1 week's time, I'll try to cover the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And the objective of these seminars is not to give you the perfect and complete understanding. It is just to give you the overview and the basic lead to the main theme so that you all can continue on your own afterwards. The purpose is to give you the taste, give you the guidelines, so that you develop the interest to carry on your own. Like Brahma Samhita cannot be covered in just 7 days. Brahma Samhita is so vast. But still I'm trying to cover it. And you will see, probably, you will see it for yourself that what a wonderful scripture this is. Brahma Samhita and Bhagavad Gita are the two main scriptures that we are dealing with now. About the importance of Brahma Samhita, you can consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he was traveling through South India, he came across Brahma Samhita in a temple there. And he was so excited about Brahma Samhita, this 5th chapter of Brahma Samhita, that he copied it himself, carried it with him. And that's how we actually got Brahma Samhita. So consider how much importance Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to this book, especially to this particular chapter. So that's why we must try to take full advantage of this. And then after this seminar, will go on from 11 to 2 with a 15 minutes break in between. And, I'm sorry, no, 11 to 1, not 11 to 2, 11 to 1 for 2 hours. And after that, there'll be break for lunch. And then again, we will meet at 7:30. But before we meet at 7:30, the dinner will be served. Last year, the dinner was served after the class. But some felt that it was getting quite late that way. So we'll have the classes starting at 7:30 instead of 6:30. So that you all can take your dinner first. And then attend the evening session. And after that, take rest. And lights out by 10 o'clock. And the evening sessions will be bhajan, kirtan, and memories of Srila Prabhupada. We will have different devotees speak about Srila Prabhupada, how they have been affected by Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada has influenced them, and how Srila Prabhupada have motivated their spiritual life, and nurtured through their spiritual life. These points, I would expect that all of you write beforehand, prepare beforehand, so that in a very short span of time of, say, about 5 minutes, you can say a lot. And that you can do only when you have prepared yourself properly. So have your presentation in writing so that you can just read it. And we may not be able to let everybody read their offering. So we will have a lottery. Every evening we'll have a lottery and number of devotees will be selected to speak. And I thought after the seminar we'll just to make your effort worth its while, we'll print a book. Even though devotees haven't been able to read them out, but your writings will be printed in a book which will circulate among the devotees. So do you think it's a good idea? And all 7 days will be surcharged with this kind of activities. And one day, Wednesday especially, will be very specially surcharged, because that's the day of Lord Balaram's appearance day. And so that day's program will be announced afterwards. That day we may not be able to follow the regular program, but we will see how to do. At least one thing we know, that day there is going to be a big feast organized by the New Jersey devotees. New Jersey devotees are very fired up. They love to serve the devotees, so much so that they carried the boga all the way from New Jersey. They are going to cook themselves. And so now I will request all of you to introduce yourself so that everybody gets to know each other. So we have a cordless mic here. Madhavan? So thank you. Hare Krishna, all glory is to Srila Prabhupada. How do you like this altar?
Yeah.
Archana, Shyama and Bhaktin Carol worked very hard for the last 2 days to set up this altar. And I was also thinking, it's such a beautiful altar. The deities, Radha Madan Mohan, whose deities are these?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have small Radha Madan Mohan also, small Radha Krishna.